Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Defensively, Logan, let's make our way through the three levels here. Defensive line was interesting in that they kept an extra guy, so to speak, to start in John Ridgeway. And Ridge earned that. I mean, he was great in that game against Miami. You could hear kind of the strain in Adam Peters' voice when he talked about trading him. And he's like, man, he was great. He pushed the envelope. And they ultimately get a sixth round pick in return. They give up John Ridgeway and a seventh to New Orleans to get that sixth round pick back. But you get Phil Mathis, Johnny Newton, Daron Payne, John Allen inside. And then it's funny because they insist on listing Dante Fowler as a linebacker. But realistically, on the edge, it's Cleveland Furl, Dorrance Armstrong, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, Jamin Davis. And we should also mention here is that just looks so thin on the edge, right? Especially if they're going to list Fowler as a linebacker. But Frankie Louvu should be mentioned here as well, because they're going to use him as an edge on third downs in 2 minute, these pass rush situations. So how do we think that this group looks now as we enter the season with the power on the inside? And I think a lot of questions of guys that are in new roles are being asked to do a lot more of stuff than they used to do on the outside.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the starting group, I think, is very solid. I think Dorrance Armstrong has the ability to, I don't want to put this on him, but I don't think this is a bold prediction, but I think he could be a 10 sack guy with more play volume. You know, I think he's got,
I mean, he had like 8.5 last year.
Yeah, he's got that ability. So couple that with, you know, John and Daron and this kind of more penetrating system, I think that's going to be great. And then Cleveland Farrell, I know he's kind of been up and down, like, you know, in terms of how the league perceives him, but he is a physical, hard edge setting, pocket collapsing kind of guy. And I think that's a very solid starting group. And I think when you look at Fowler as kind of the rotational pass rush specialist guy, he'll probably play a little bit on first and second down to spell those guys. But I think that's a very solid kind of starting six. Then you get in the depth. I think Big Phil played really well. I think the only question I have about this group is Jerzon, just because he hasn't played. You know what I mean? And that's where I thought they might want to keep Phil, at least for a couple of weeks, until Jerzon kind of figures it out. But this also goes back to your point about they want to develop guys. And the way guys develop, you can develop them in practice, but you got to develop them in game. And so Jerzon's going to play quite a bit, I would think. And then the other thing is Jean-Baptiste and Jamin, because of the depth here, are going to play quite a bit too. So I think that's important to acknowledge that there is going to be a little bit of a learning curve with that kind of second group. But I do think that they'll come along quickly. And if they do develop by week 5, 6, that could be a pretty formidable group. But I think that first group, I feel really, really good about. First six players, you know, Big Phil too, I'll throw him in there. But then there's a lot of developmental young pieces that will be interesting to watch.
I'm fascinated by how they're going to rotate these guys, because first and second down, Furl and Armstrong are going to need to play a lot. And then who's kind of the third guy for first and second down? Is it Fowler? Is it Jean-Baptiste? Do they see what happened with Jamin and be like, actually, he can kind of set an edge, all right? And you know he can chase and tackle. Shoot, do we put him out there on first and second down? Yeah. But I also think those guys can play a higher percentage of first and second down snaps, because I think the starters, if you will, on third down pass rush situations are Luvu and Fowler.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you're, you know, if those guys are in there taking up a third of your snaps, you know, in an ideal world, first, second down, don't get a first down, third down again, bang, bang, gets to get off the field. They can go right back out there and be out there on first and second down next time around. And so I think that's pretty fascinating. You know, you have FA in reserve coming up a pup. They also on the practice squad keep Andre Jones Jr. So another like developmental freaky type of athlete. Haguy Ndubuisi, I hope I got that
yeah,
name right.
Dude, he had a really good game against New England.
And so he's their international pathway yeah. player. And the last practice squad spot or one of your 17 practice squad spots, you only get 17 if you have an IPP player. And so he is kept because of that. But as you said, like maybe he's a guy they could call up and he can play actual snaps for them.
I was actually really impressed with him because, like, again, he's usually the international pathway guys. They don't quite get football. But I don't know, when I watched him, like he had a couple reps versus the starting center for New England and looked like a dude. And he's big. He's like 6'8". I want to say he's like 330 or 340, but he runs to the football better than anybody I've seen on the defensive line. Like he is a maniac. And so that to me is a really interesting developmental depth piece there for them, because everyone says, oh, they got rid of Ridgeway, they got rid of all the size, and I totally forgot about, how do you say his name, Ndubuisi?
I'm going with Ndubuisi,
that's right. So, but I forgot about him, but he flashed in the preseason in a way that I was not expecting because he's so new to football. But if that works out, like they're like, to your point, like we have, I'm glad you brought that up because no one's been talking about that, but that is a really interesting developmental spot there for him. And a guy I do think in a pinch you could call up and he could play good football for you.
Yeah. The other guy that they have in the practice squad that they brought in, veteran, is Carlos Watkins, who played for DQ in Atlanta in 21-22. He was with the Rams last year on their practice squad. He's 30 years old, but he's 6'3", 305, listed as a defensive end. So a guy with some size that if you get in a pinch that perhaps he's your guy that goes out there on the edge and is a bit of a bigger body to play first and second down. So that's the list as of right now. But I am just so fascinated by the rotation here and how they use Jamin, how they use Luvu, how they use Fowler. Like how do these guys rotate in and out?
To your point, though, I think it's any way you cut it. So even if it's Luvu and Fowler, like if Luvu's starting a defensive line, then that means Dominic Hampton's your linebacker, right? And he's Michael, right? Like you got some young – youth is going to be a very big theme on this defense for sure. And there's going to be some growing pains with that, I think. And again, I go back to that. Show me how many sophomores you're starting. I'll show you your win-loss record like that. And I trust Dan. I trust Joe Witt Jr. Like this is not me criticizing them in any way. But with young players, even if they're very talented and good, it's an experience thing. So I could see this being a little bit of a like rough road or a learning experience for the first couple of weeks until they kind of find their stride and the rotations and things like that.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought was interesting as we transitioned into the linebackers is listening to Class and Mays on the Athletic Football Show is they were like, I think this is a slow defense. Like there's not a lot of guys that run, you know, 4.5, 4.4.
Just in general,
4.7 guys. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know about that because like, Luvu's everywhere. He can run. You know, a guy like Kwan can run.
He didn't clock fast, but he plays fast.
He plays fast.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, I saw him chase down like Marcus Mariota, who didn't clock well.
Yeah.
You know, so like, you know, I do think that there's maybe a little bit more speed than people out there realize on this team. You have a bunch of guys that play fast. Like we'll talk about it at the safety position with a guy like Kwan. Like I just don't think the NFL. They saw early Quan Martin last year. He's a second round pick. I don't know that the NFL appreciates Quan Martin. I think he could be the surprise of the year on this team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
But at the linebacker position, they keep, obviously, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, Michael Walker. They list Fowler as a linebacker, and then Dominique Hampton there. DQ has consistently said, even though we haven't seen Jamin as a backer in a long time, he said, you know, if we get in a pinch, like, we'll flex him back there. It sounds like they might practice him there a little bit just so he stays fresh enough if they need him. And then they also just signed to the practice squad. They literally just announced this, you know, 20 minutes ago as we're recording, Logan. Jalen Graham is going to the practice squad, seventh round pick out of Purdue last year, to the San Francisco 49ers. So this is your first Adam Peters carryover. But he's, you know, 6'3", 220. So not like a huge, huge linebacker at 220 pounds, but certainly fits that the mold of what a lot of these guys look like in a Dan Quinn defense.
Yeah, and I think the thing about the speed thing that I go back to here is, like, a lot of the, like, Jeremy Chinn's going to play in the box. You know, Tyler Owens maybe play in the box. Percy Butler, I mean, he ran a 4.35 coming out. Like, they're going to find ways to make this defense fast. And I think that's something to – what I'm really interested to see, and we saw glimpses of it in practice, is Dan always talks about the positionless nature of defense in the NFL and how he's kind of moving to that basketball model to here. Like, I think we're talking about linebackers right now, but I think those safeties and the diversity right. they're going to play with the defense will be fast because of the body types they have out there. And I think the thing I'm concerned about is, like, how do those body types handle stopping the run consistently, handle right. like that type of stuff. So I think they're going to be plenty fast. Like, I'm not worried about that because of the personnel groupings they're going to use. It's how do they handle stopping the run with a little bit undersized, faster personnel. And I think that'll be really interesting to watch. But I do think having John and Duron and some really established guys in the spine of the defense, as you like to talk about, and Bobby Wagner in there, obviously, will be very, very helpful. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the other big question, right? Is, like, okay, well, you want to be faster, so you're going to play dime all the time. It's not like that doesn't come with its own set of problems. How do you solve it? And Dan, obviously, and Joe have done a lot of dime work in Dallas, and they were able to maximize. And there are, we talked about this off the top, right? On defense, they're betting on the fact that they've had a great history of developing players. Like, Deron Bland was a nobody who wasn't supposed to play last year. And Diggs gets hurt. Trayvon Diggs gets hurt. And Deron Bland sets the NFL record for pick sixes. And not to say that Deron Bland was, you know, the best corner in football, but certainly was effective. Certainly made you pay for throwing. Like, you might got one, but he might get it back on you, and his might score more than your big play. So, like, their ability to find and mine gems on defense is a part of the plan. And yes, they will hopefully bring in more talent over time. But I do think that's a huge part of it. And I agree that when we talk about the safeties, typically we group the DBs all together. And in this defense, it actually makes more sense to talk about the linebackers and the safeties together. And I think that they've gotten a bunch of guys that are pretty versatile, that you will see Quan in the box. You will see Chinn in the box. You'll see, obviously, Hampton, who's now listed as a linebacker, in the box. You know, Percy's played that Buffalo nickel in the past. They kept Derek Forrest, bigger body, who can spell some of those guys as well. So, obviously, Owen. So I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see how they rotate those guys. And then, obviously, on the back end, Logan, at corner, Chigozie Anuzie winds up being on the practice squad. And then
excited
they keep,
for that.
I am as well. And they keep just the five listed corners: Mike Sanders still, Benjamin St. Juice, Emmanuel Forbes, Michael Davis, Noah Igbinoghene. And they also just brought in Bobby Price on the practice squad, so they have a little bit more corner depth there. What do you make of this corner group and what you're hoping to see? And I think really the question is, like, what do they do with Sanders still? Is he purely a nickel, or in two cornerback sets, is he all of a sudden going to be playing on the outside?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I think that's the million-dollar question. Much like the safety group and the linebacker group, kind of the packages, the utilization, even with the defensive line package utilization, I think there's a lot still that needs to be seen. And I think I was going to say finalized, but I'm sure they have an idea of what they're going to do there. And I think with the corners, it's the same thing. I think with youth and with new players, this is always something you got to go through, right? And so I know there's been talk about Sanders still bumping outside, and then when they're a nickel, he'll bump back in and Forbes will come in or whatever. Like, there's been a lot of speculation about that. And I think we just got to figure out what, and I think they got to figure out too, like, can he play outside? Cause as much as they talked about it, I didn't see him do a lot of outside stuff in
it was
the preseason.
A little, but there was not, like, in practice, there was a little. I don't know that he ever took a rep outside in an actual preseason game though.
I think he did one, you know, that I've documented. So like not a lot. So obviously they've seen him do that. There's stuff that he's done in practice, but can he do it against big body receivers? You know, Mike Evans week one, Mike Sanders still's not a big dude. Like, how great do you feel about that matchup? I don't know. So these are all things that need to be determined. And that's something that, again, preseason's fun, joint practice is fun, but the game is the funnest thing because you get to see the execution of this stuff. And I think we have a general idea. Like, we talked about Luvu as a rusher. We talked about Dominic Hampton as the big nickel. We talked about, you know, some of the rotations they can do with the safeties and the different personnel you're going to see there. But to see it actually happen is the thing that I'm really excited for. And I think there's a lot of questions about that group, but I think it's again, because of coaching, like much like the offensive line with play calling, I think because of Joe Witt Jr., I think they will be better in the secondary. And I'm excited to see that actually happen over the course of the first couple weeks of the season.
I am as well. I'm very curious to see how it works in year one, though, because this style of defense has been at its best, whether it's going back to Seattle, like the principles that Dan has used going back to Seattle that Joe Witt also agrees with and has been a part of with Dan in Dallas. It, you know, kind of relies on the coverage and the rush marrying. And the Seattle defensive line was sick. They had eight dudes that they rotated through, and all of them were good at getting after the quarterback. They had Micah Parsons and Tank Lawrence in Dallas. And you just don't have that caliber of rusher. You don't have those hosses in DC this year, unless John and Duran turn it up to even higher levels than they ever have before, and they can generate pressure from the inside at rates that are, you know, equal to what a Micah Parsons can do on the outside. That lets corners not have to worry about double moves and getting beat deep, and they can undercut routes and be playmakers in a way that, you know, certainly Emmanuel Forbes, based off his history, should be very suited to do, but we haven't seen at the NFL level. So that's my concern, is that the rush undoes some of what they are able to coach up, right, and that there's just too much time. But this is also a part that I'm just accepting of the multi-year project that I know that they will invest in moving forward. This is, as we said, off the top, to bring it all full circle, some upside swings along the defensive line at those edge positions. If one of them hits, then like that changes the trajectory of the franchise, because it's one less massive like draft pick or contract spend that you have to do at that position. But it is going to be a week by week adventure here as we get started, and we'll see where the ride takes us, Logan. We'll see where the ride takes us.
And I can't wait, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Anything else on the roster, on anything before we enter our final week before the season?
No, I think that's it, man. We talked about that for quite a long time, which is warranted, because we've been waiting for this day for a long time. And now it's on to the next thing, which is week one. I guess the kicker thing. The kicker looked good.
Yeah, we'll Cade York. Hey, we finally, after all of those to-be-determined-later lines on our roster projections, on the last one on the radio, I put Cade York. I think he's gonna do it. And sure enough, Cade York, for now, is the kicker of the Commanders. There's a couple guys that are out there, but I think that Cade York probably at least earned week one. We got a couple more preview shows, obviously, for the season next week. And then it's the season, which is cool. Can't wait for that. In the meantime, check out all the other stuff that we're doing. Of course, the Hoffman Show daily on the Team 980 from 4 to 7 p.m. We're talking about everything Commanders and anything else that happens to pop up in the DC sports universe. Command Center and all the Commander shows for Logan over on their YouTube channel. We'll see you next week back here on Take Command. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't yet, if this you just found us, subscribe. The button's right there.
Take Command is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.